This part of the podcast focuses on the capabilities and limitations of ChatGPT. ChatGPT uses AI and natural language processing NLP to respond to user input queries and generate answers that are human-like. Artificial intelligence, AI, is a branch of computer science that aims to create systems capable of performing tasks that normally require human intelligence. These tasks include learning, reasoning, problem solving, perception, and language understanding. ChatGPT, which stands for Chat Generative Pre-Training Transformer, is an AI model developed by OpenAI. It's trained on a diverse range of internet text, but it doesn't know specifics about which documents were part of its training set or have access to any personal data unless explicitly provided in the conversation. It generates responses to text inputs by predicting what comes next in a piece of text based on the patterns it learned during its training. The goal of ChatGPT is to be a useful tool that can assist with a wide range of tasks while also being entertaining and engaging. It's designed to respect user privacy and provide safe and positive interactions. It has drawn international interest because of its efficiency in generating answers that are cogent, orderly, and instructive. The transformation in modern education encompasses everything from assessment design to language learning. In order to start using the ChatGPT, both teachers and students need instruction on how to use it effectively and ethically. If used right, a chatbot can enhance a person's critical and analytical abilities. ChatGPT has the capability to produce text for exam or essay questions. Therefore, they can help with the writer's block. Students and teachers can both write articles on any subject as a result of prompts that are put into ChatGPT. Additionally, ChatGPT can offer suggestions for how to enhance grammatical structures, brevity, or clearness of multiple drafts of the same essay, enabling users to get through barriers to writing and provide fresh viewpoints on the selected subject. Capabilities. Interactive learning. The idea is that students get reading material in advance that they do at home, and during class they engage in interactive learning. For instance, utilizing ChatGPT to support students' acquisition of the English language while taking the role of a native speaker the student can converse with. However, students could struggle with pre-class learning, as it became clear during COVID-19 pandemic. Since the AI can mimic conversation, it will be very useful for personalized learning. AI applications are becoming crucial for colleges and universities, whether it can be for personalized learning, computerized assessment, smart educational systems, or supporting teaching staff. They offer support that results in reduced expenses and enhanced learning results. Chatbots are AI-powered software applications that can mimic human conversational interactions. For example, if a student is struggling with a particular concept, the AI can provide additional explanations and resources until the student understands. For example, if a student is struggling with a particular concept, the AI can provide additional explanations and resources until the student understands. If a student is more advanced, the AI can provide more challenging material to keep the student engaged. Moreover, AI can provide instant feedback, which is crucial for learning. Students can ask questions and get immediate answers, allowing them to correct misconceptions and build understanding in real time. Furthermore, AI can provide a safe learning environment. Some students may feel shy or anxious about asking questions in class, but with AI, they can ask questions without fear of judgment. Finally, AI can make learning more engaging and fun. With AI, learning can be gamified, and students can learn through interactive conversations, making the learning process more enjoyable.
Limitations, inaccurate material. One of the qualities of ChatGPT that can give answers very quickly. However, if high-quality inference is important to you, the results might not be good enough. ChatGPT could be biased or inaccurate since it was trained on a large amount of data. Bias may be a result of a study that was predominantly done in a nation with high income or controversial book that did not appeal to everyone. ChatGPT could create false or inaccurate material and the danger it brings to academic credibility and academic integrity. And it raises serious ethical concern that may be prejudiced or erroneous. The another one is cheating on assignments. In many cases, teachers have banned the use of ChatGPT in the classroom. They voiced concerns that since ChatGPT can quickly produce appropriate content, learners may utilize it for outsourcing their assignments. However, it is obvious that teachers cannot avoid ChatGPT. It is best used as an additional resource that complements the learning process. It's important to mention that this program does not replace cognitive process in learning or other sources such as books, articles, interviews, etc. Another way to prevent cheating is to use testing software or construct tests for that purpose. Another one is plagiarism. Plagiarism can be an issue. Overall, people need training to know the difference between something produced by a human and something produced by a chatbot. It requires explicit guidelines for its application in academic settings. To distinguish between information produced by a human and an AI, more monitoring from educators will be needed.
Special needs students. Students with special needs may encounter additional barriers while attempting to use a chatbot. Learners with intellectual disabilities may require extra help understanding and using chatbots, whereas learners with visual impairments may have trouble seeing chatbot content. Instructors need to make sure learners who struggle can get the assistance they need.
Inaccurate materials. Victor, how do you view the concern that ChatGPT might generate inaccurate or biased content?
It's a valid concern. Quick answers are beneficial, but accuracy is paramount, especially in education. We can't compromise on the quality of the information.
Absolutely. Bias might stem from the data it was trained on. It's crucial to acknowledge and address these issues.
I'm worried about the potential impact on academic credibility. How can we ensure that students are learning is reliable?
Ahmed, any thoughts on how we can strike a balance between speed and accuracy?
Well, it's about emphasizing the importance of cross-referencing information and not solely relying on ChatGPT. It should be a supplementary tool, not a replacement for a rigorous research.
Cheating on assignments. Moving on to cheating concerns, how do you see educators dealing with the fear that students might misuse ChatGPT?
Many teachers are outright banning it in classrooms. There's a concern that students could use it to outsource their assignments.
Ahmed, your perspective on this?
Banning might be a knee-jerk reaction. It's better to guide students on how to use ChatGPT responsibly. It could be a valuable addition to the learning process if used ethically. Testing softwares and designing assignments resistant to automated responses can be helpful. It's about creating an environment that promotes genuine learning.
Plagiarism. Regarding plagiarism concerns, Victor, how can educators ensure students differentiate between human and AI-generated content?
I think that training is a key. Students need explicit guidelines on using ChatGPT ethically and understanding when to rely on their cognitive processes.
Do you think more monitoring is necessary?
Monitoring might be essential for assignments heavily reliant on written content. It's about striking a balance between trust and accountability.
Special needs students. Lastly, considering students with special needs, Victor, how can instructors ensure they receive the necessary support when using chatbots?
I think it's an essential consideration. Differentiated instruction is crucial, and some students might need more guidance in utilizing these tools effectively.
What about students with visual impairments or intellectual disabilities?
Instructors should be proactive in that case, providing alternative resources, ensuring accessibility and personalized support are key.
Thank you, everyone, for this insightful discussion. It's evident that while AI brings opportunities, we must approach its integration into education with care and thoughtful strategies. And now we are going to interview Dr. Gill. He is a lecturer, assistant professor of cloud computing with the School of Electronic Engineering and Computer Science, Queen Mary University of London, UK. Prior to his present stint, he has held positions as a research associate with the School of Computing and Communications, Lancaster University, UK, and also as a postdoctoral research fellow with Clouds Laboratory, the University of Melbourne, Australia. He is serving as an associate editor in IEEE IoT, Wiley SPE, Elsevier IoT, Wiley ETT, and IET Networks Journal. His research interests include cloud computing, fog computing, software engineering, Internet of Things, and energy efficiency.
What is your opinion about the broader landscape of AI technology has influenced the way education is delivered and received?
Well, the field of education is additionally experiencing a rapid adoption of artificial intelligence. So AI is developing as a solution to practically all issues in this area. As more and more individuals address the downsides, limitations, disadvantages of conventional schooling, like training and educational practices. So, however, the change is usually slow and steady, but various AI features have already made the training and development division very smart. The classroom of today's era are very different from the classrooms of those of even two decades ago, in place of chalkboards, modern classrooms, training facilities make effective use of computer-connected multimedia displays and panels. More and more classrooms are adopting online learning platforms, e-learning, where students can connect from anywhere on the globe and participate in the real-time lectures using online platforms. Even paper reports and assessments are becoming increasingly rare as internet apps and robots take their place. So everything is becoming very automatic, and testers and evaluators assessments are also conducted online. So we can say that now we have some virtual universities as well as online business education institutions. They can provide a wide variety of courses from quick seminars to full-fledged degree program. So you can do any degree program online at a far faster rate than anyone could have predicted. So at the moment, AI is progressing to the point where it is replacing inadequate, you can say, traditional practices. So various studies and discussions have focused on the role of that AI might play influencing current methods of teaching, and findings are very much encouraging in the future.
In your experience, what are some of the most innovative and impactful uses of AI in education, and how have they transformed the educational experience?
So I could say that everyday life depends on AI too much at the moment, even we are not aware of it. So this is also true for other things like study of growth and learning. Already AI had also made a substantial impact on the education, but still we have a room to improve it, and this could help also to improve the personal development. So AI has many impactful uses, but I'm going to discuss about the main uses here. The first one could be AI can assist administrator. So in this use, I could say that attendance tracking, quiz grading, preparation and analysis of progress reports and employee performance stats are good examples of which can be easily managed by AI. So this will help the teacher to free some of the time, and which could be spent on the students to improve the learning instead of doing these admin tasks. So even though practically every school has the capability to use computers to grade multiple choice questions, there remains room for the improvement in the AI. So other things like proofreading using the Grammarly, we can detect the plagiarism using Turnitin or Ithenticate. So lot of things we can do through the AI, and AI has a lot of applications which could be easily used in our education system. So there's active development of software to evaluate not just objective type questions, but subjective written replies. We can also evaluate. The second big advantage could be managing education through the computers. So similarly, learning management system, because learning management system has also got, very good response during the pandemic and being used by virtually every reputable organization today. So if you're a student or the employer, so LMS is the best way, one-stop shop for all the training needs. So everything is available on LMS. So having all of your personal education needs met in one place provides for an easily navigational and convenient, pathway. So LMS is a piece of software that may be used to better manage and document the education and development of both student and staff using further AI techniques. The next big advantage could be virtual reality. So here in this use, I would like to talk about three examples which could be easily tell in the use of AI in our education systems in terms of virtual reality. The first one could be, imagine a group of aspiring pilots learning to fly a plane while in the air and experiencing what it's like to fly through the turbulence and becoming familiar with the plane's controls and layout. So second could be example could be for medical students, how they can learn by doing without needing access to the real body for the experiments, by doing their own surgery or examining any disease. The third example could be like, if anyone wants to learn about history. So imagine a classroom full of elementary school students learning about the past, visiting the streets of medieval England or battlefields of the World War I. So costing nothing more than wear, hardware, although it is very expensive, but virtual reality gives students real world information and a very realistic, engaging experience. So it also increases their interest, their ability to remember what they have learned through the VR. So this program should be adopted to the students and making the actual world demonstrating the results of their actions in reality using this technology. The fourth advantage or fourth big use could be mentoring students outside of school. So one of the biggest problems with the traditional classroom and workplaces was that they force every student to learn and work at a same rate, regardless of who they are, how much experience they have. They don't care about it. The widespread use of AI in schools, higher education institutions, and the business holds the key to solving this issue by giving everyone access to the virtual mentor who can teach them new skills and offer, you can say, personalized guidance, whatever they need. And it can tailor training to each individual learners or employee and give consistent guidance without becoming tired or giving up, because AI agent is there that could help you. Last but not least could be the distance learning. So workplaces and classrooms of the future will likely to be hosted online. The convenience and accessibility of online courses have led to their rapid adoption in today's educational system. So everyone, no matter whether they are in the world, has equal access to the information. Many of these online classes are offered at no cost, so you can access it free of cost, making them accessible to those who may not otherwise be able to afford higher education due to the financial or other reasons. But using this online systems or AI, it could be available to the people with has less, you can say, access to the these resources. So anyone who is interested in furthering their education but is unable to do it in a traditional classroom setting can use online learning environment instead of that. So online courses are very comprehensive, including regular quizzes, tests, reports on your progress. You can do these activities using the online systems. The student is free to schedule these assessments whenever he or she feels ready. So there's no compulsion on the time. You have to do it this time. Anytime they can do. So the intelligence system is also capable of determining whether or not the learner has adequate preparation or may benefit from the additional learning aids. So at the end, I would say, you can say, very innovative and impactful uses that I discussed here really make impact on the education through the AI.
How does the integration of AI technologies into education impact the roles of teachers and instructors? And what new skill sets may be required for educators in the AI-enhanced classroom?
I think the integration of AI technologies into education have impact in the roles of teachers and instructors. It's clear impact, we can see. But on the other side, they have to learn new skill sets to teach in the AI-enhanced classroom. So here I can take an example of ChatGPT, which has ability to provide new topics, ideas for the students, and organize structure for the essays. This is especially true for the students who have trouble coming up with a good essay title on their own. So further, ChatGPT may provide a list of possible subjects or concepts for the learner to work from once you will give the input to this application. So apart from this, you can also improve the academic writing using the sentence completion and the grammar correction feature of ChatGPT. So for children who have trouble with the language and sentence construction, so this tool is really useful. So apart from this, we can have two examples. One is Grammarly and Google Docs. This is the AI-based two examples, AI-based education technology applications that have already made their way into the classroom. That's very clear. Naturally, there has been a rush to put all these tools in the education institutions with AI-powered detection systems that can help to identify some of the critical activities such as plagiarism. So recently, you can see that we can Say, Princeton University has developed software to determine if essay has been produced using ChatGPT or not. So further, we have another example is GPT-0 can tell the difference between the human written and automated material by examining the sentences inside the text for a difference in style and level of complexity. So indeed, as AI technologies advance, so too will be the requirement for the teacher and ICT leaders to have the expertise to deal with the new and you can say new challenges arise from these kind of tools. As AI becomes more pervasive in the classroom, teacher will need to find out the way to combine the benefits of modern tools with the need to inspire their students and development of their own ideas. So I could talk about some of the benefits. The first one could be the saving time. So AI has potential to assume many of the time-consuming tasks presently demanded for teachers, such as record keeping or grading. These are like admin tasks, they can do it. It can also make lesson preparation form more efficient and give more time to the teacher to manage the course and improve the learning in the education system. So the second could be idea and content generation. So AI may save instructors time by generating material, ideas, even goals for learning that they can examine, revise and utilize effectively in the classroom. So another benefit could be analyze student performance. AI can monitor student participation in the class, submission of assignments, performance of individual activities to help teachers spot knowledge gaps, or you can say that red flags, patterns of conduct. So as a result, much less of hassle for the teachers to come up with timely and effective solutions. So last but not least could be motivating and engaging students. So in today's fast-paced, you can say speedy life, so technology has recently, or you can say technology has a vast amount of impact on our life. People desire new and exciting methods of learning to keep them interested, and this is especially important for motivating and retaining learners. So at the end, I would say that integration of AI technologies make impact of the role of teachers and instructors, you can say, through this way. But the challenge would be how new skill sets need to be learned by the educators to use these benefits in the classroom efficiently.
In the context of AI-driven educational tools, what is the ideal balance between automation and human intervention for personalized learning experiences?
So I could say that in this context, there must be ideal balance between automation and human intervention for personalized learning experiences when we talk about AI-driven educational tools. So the introduction of cutting-edge educational tools, or we can say innovative tools, so for example AI, so have a lot of advantages and it has changed the whole education system. So for example, personalized online education is one of the most significant uses of AI in the classroom. So educators may better meet the demands of their students by catering to their you can say specific preferences, learning styles, or you can say interest through the use of AI driven algorithms and data analytics. So moreover, AI powered technologies play a crucial role in this process by analyzing learners' interactions, performance data, preference to provide the information and assessments and assistance that is tailored to the each learner's individual needs and we can say that learning paths as well. So the goal is to design an environment that changes and grows with the learners to improve participation, you can say understanding and efficiency. So with the help of these AI tools, so educator may assess their students' strengths and weakness and tailor their instruction accordingly. So I think this tool is very beneficial, but we have to make sure that how much automation we need to exactly implement for a particular module. So in this way, students are provided with the material, though that is tough, yet still with their capabilities. So student can access through the automation. However, it has some of the, you can say, disadvantages. If we will go for the automation, that's why we want to, a human intervention should be there. The first disadvantage could be data privacy and security. So learners' privacy and security are at risk when the data is collected and analyzed. So in case of fully automation, this could be the big disadvantage. So in the context of AI-driven, you can say individualized e-learning, data security is at most importance. So when you're giving everything automatically to the student, so security of student data is important. So there must be some, we can say that, mechanism to deal with it. The next big concern will be ethical considerations. So AI programs should not amplify, you can say, pre-existing attitudes, and it is of the utmost importance to ensure equality and diversity when you are providing education through these kind of tools. So in terms of internet access and other things, so institute has to make sure about this. So while AI can automate many parts of personal learning, retaining a human touch is vital for good education. So finding a sustainable medium between robots and the people is really challenging, but we can find out based on the feedback that we will receive in the future from both educators and learners. But there must be some balance. So that's all about my this question.
What ethical considerations should educators and institutions be mindful of when using AI technologies in the classroom, and how can they ensure responsible and fair usage?
Yes, this is a very good question. I completely agree. The ethical consideration should be considered at educator level, at institution level, when using these AI technologies. And we must have some mechanism to ensure that responsible and fair users of these AI-based tools. However, its use raises a variety of problems, such as dissemination of doubtful information and decline in the trust in the academic community. When we are using this latest tool, we can call it ChatGPT. And there are significant ethical concerns that ChatGPT may be biased or incorrect because it was trained on very large amount of data. This not only lowers the standards of instruction, but also raises very serious question about the trustworthiness of information used to train the system. To make it imperative that educational institutions immediately adopt new policies and procedures to combat plagiarisms while also updating their teaching and grading practices to embrace AI technology rather than fear it. So we should be ready for this, but we have mechanisms and policies to deal with it. So educators should be given guidance on making the most of ChatGPT and recognizing instances of plagiarism in student work. So students need to be made aware of the ChatGPT strengths, weaknesses, and potential effects on their academic standards. So otherwise it will lead to the misconduct issues, which could be another serious problem. So calls to regulate, you can say, using AI-based tools use should be taken seriously, not just to reduce hazards, but also to enable all stakeholders to get ready for whatever may come. So we need to make a proper mechanism for the fair and responsible use of these AI chatbots or ChatGPT.
What ethical considerations should educators and institutions be mindful of when using AI technologies in the classroom, and how can they ensure responsible and fair usage?
Of course, there must be some safeguards should be in place to prevent the misuse of AI technologies such as chatbots or virtual assistants, to prevent any kind of you can say academic dishonesty, cheating, or other unethical behaviors. So researchers at the moment are saying that ChatGPT's dependability and accuracy difficulties render it, you can say, unsuitable for the use in the classroom because it has been trained on a massive data set. So it is possible that it may contain some of the inaccuracies or biases. So on the top of that, I can say that ChatGPT lacks depth, has not been fully developed with post-2021 data. So this means that remarks might not be reliable or accurate. Even up-to-date data can be used with regard to some of the certain current events. So I can say that ChatGPT may provide unreliable results in these contexts, and it could disrupt the learning process and putting at risk the integrity and authenticity of the educational experience, which might have negative impact on the students and their educational system. So the AI model might unintentionally disseminate these biases, which could alter the trajectory of the future research. So while ChatGPT is capable of producing replies that are both logical and aware of their context, however, it may struggle to understand the broad picture to maintain the consistency over the course of, you can say, lengthy tasks. So improving the model's ability to comprehend and remember the information over the larger passages of the text is an important ongoing challenge. So in this context, I could say that assessment methods and institutional standards need to be revised to address the challenge. You can say, posed by the increased use of AI in the classroom projects. So furthermore, we can say exams and assignment structures may be enhanced if the teachers use interactive technologies to reduce opportunities for cheating. Learners attempting to misuse ChatGPT may have found it more challenging due to a lack of context and caused by the its inability to handle the data or maybe the replies which has been generated by this tool. So students need to be present in person and demonstrate competency with these facts. So educators might be given access to the AI-based writing detection technology at the institutional level to this, so that they can find out whether this text has been written by a student or any online tool. So combating plagiarism, standards must be created in order to specify the boundaries of ChatGPT involvement in the student's learning. So I think to mitigate these negative consequences of these chatbots or ChatGPT, we need to invest time in training and education of both educators and students. So these are the important steps that we need to take to avoid this kind of academic dishonesty or academic misconduct. So it is essential to provide guidance to the teachers on how to prevent plagiarism in their grading practices. And apart from this, ChatGPT user in learner activities may also be identified with the use of trained AI content that identification toolkits. They can easily identify it, as I discussed above. You can say about some of the tool has been identified or you can say developed by the Princeton University. So it is crucial to teach learners about ChatGPT disadvantages, including its reliance on the data. The factual accuracy of the content supplied by this tool should be reviewed, appraised, and validated using other reputable sources such as reference books or maybe whatever is written by in the references or the sources given by the instructor or the lecturer. And finally, I could say that it is also important for the students to have a thorough understanding of academic honesty policies and the consequences of breaking them. So to achieve this goal, instructors should talk openly about ChatGPT in their courses and emphasize the significance of maintaining academic honesty while learning and participating in this education system. I think so. These kind of safeguards we need to think about.
What safeguards should be in place to prevent the misuse of AI technologies such as chatbots or virtual assistants for academic dishonesty, cheating, or other unethical behaviors?
Yes, I completely agree with this, that AI technologies such as these chatbots are helping bridge educational inequalities and provide access to the quality education for those who could not get this education before the development of these AI tools. So here I can talk about some of the important advantages of these tools, which are helping to improve the education system. So the first one could be the AI systems may look at historical performance of the student and find out the gaps or find out the difference between the performance of student at this time and the past. So it can also provide some customization. So AI may modify the lesson based on the individual learner, what learner is expecting from the course. So students who are very, you can say, worried about asking questions might feel more comfortable doing so with the aid of AI because their queries are addressed rapidly rather than having to wait for the human response. So they don't need to wait for the human. So because virtual assistant can answer it. So timely feedback, students may get feedback as they are learning. When the material is still new, they are more happy to receive it. So it will obviously improve the engagement and learning using AI tools, the way of gamification and other immersive learning environments like virtual reality or augmented reality, all of which have been shown to significantly boost student motivation and engagement. So using AI to help brainstorm and organize information saves student time, which they may use towards the developing more advanced abilities like critical thinking and originality, because idea is already coming through the ChatGPT. It can further improve the accessibility, like smart data collection, individual assignments, tailored time tables are the example of how AI technologies are breaking down the barriers in the classroom. As we get closer to the universal around the clock access, we can break down barriers like language, cost, and distance. So this is a very good advantage, and this really, I can say, helping to bridge educational inequalities. So last but not least could be the neurodiversity. So certain learners who have difficulty in more conventional classroom or with more conventional teaching approaches, so they can excel using the AI-based educational environment. So I think overall, this will help students who did not have access to these kind of facilities earlier.
How can AI technologies, including chatbots and virtual assistants, help bridge educational inequalities and provide access to quality education for underserved populations?
Obviously, the data privacy and security are playing very important role while implementing AI in the education system. So definitely we should take some measures to protect student data and privacy. In my opinion, ethics and privacy in computer science is a vast topic, and that investigates the moral and ethical questions brought up by the development, dissemination, and the use of AI language models like ChatGPT. So creating and using these tools such as ChatGPT in ways that respect human dignity and improve people's life, society, and communities is very important. So as per my opinion, the new ethical concerns about AI and machine learning emerge as these systems advance in sophistication. So with the help of these machine ethics, we may build AI systems that respect human values, act morally, and reach justified conclusions. So it includes research on ethical frameworks and norms for AI systems. So to protect someone's privacy, one must ensure that they have control over how their personal data is collected, stored, and used. With computers able to store and interpret detailed user profiles, privacy concerns have become a very important ethical issue, so which must be addressed before moving forward.
What role do data privacy and security play in the implementation of AI in education, and what measures should be taken to protect student data and privacy?
Yes, definitely. AI continues to evolve, and educators should be stay updated and ensure their teaching methods must be synchronized with the latest AI developments. So they will gain a lot of knowledge and be more likely to contribute to the relevant groups. So provide them with the regular opportunities to grow in the latest AI technologies. So if you want your educators to get the most out of their professional development opportunities related to AI, so I think they can consider my these suggestions. The first one could be they must need to attend conferences and workshops. So these regular conferences and seminars help instructors to grasp the AI advancements in education. So they could take some online courses. As we said earlier, to be a greater teacher, you need to be a great learner. So it's a good idea to read a lot and take online courses if necessary to understand AI and its utilization in the education. So anyone involved in the project can take these courses. Teachers can learn from these specific areas of expertise. So apart from this, they can join online communities. So if anyone want to join any educational technology industry, then they could have opportunity to work with the employers of that industry. They could learn more about the use of AI and other technologies in the classroom by chatting with teachers as one of the many available online forums. So furthermore, these communities offer educators a place to talk about their practices and learn from one another and grow as educator. So they can also collaborate with AI experts. So teacher may learn from AI researchers by working together on projects. Through working together, educators may get insight into how AI might be applied to boost student learning. The next one could be engage in the self-study. So in the case of an AI-driven platform, this also applies to the educators, and learn on your own time by reading up on the topic of AI in the classroom by books, academic research papers, or online articles. This independent research might have you a new outlook on how AI can be used in the classroom. So I think these are possible ways that educator can involve to learn these kind of AI developments in the education.
And as AI continues to evolve, how can educators stay updated and ensure their teaching methods are in sync with the latest AI developments?
Yes, these latest AI tools can improve student engagement and motivation to a large extent, but make sure that it should be used properly. So teachers and students can similarly benefit from developing new education methods or deploying AI in classroom in the role of personal tutor. More questions can be addressed. Teacher can keep tabs on student inquiries, and attention may be directed towards the developing interventions to boost student engagement and close knowledge gaps. So I think in the following way, student engagement and motivation can be improved. So let us talk one by one. The first one could be the customized learning. The ability to tailor lessons to each individual student is one of the AI's greatest strength in the classroom. So AI can be utilized to measure learners' performance and study performance or study efficiency. As a result, educators can learn more about students' area of strength and improvement. With this sort of customization, learning routes can be made that are perfectly suited to the individual student. So the second could be interactive learning experiences. Improve the effectiveness of AI in the classroom by adding additional multimedia components such as augmented reality or virtual reality. These are two examples of technology that teacher may use to make learning more engaging and interesting and dynamic lesson. With all these you can say multimedia concepts to teach students. The next one could be the feedback and assessment. AI tools may be used in the classroom to increase the student participation and provide immediate feedback. The tools allow students to keep tabs on how they are doing in a variety of areas, and it can show them where they need to focus their efforts and encourage them to pay close attention throughout the class. Additionally, I think there is a significant time saving from not having to wait in the line to submit an application. The next could be the logic-based practice and assessments, solving the same problems and answering the same questions over and over again for months might grow boring for students. So in other words, integrating AI in the classroom could be beneficial, especially when it comes to maintaining student interest. So teacher may use AI to develop content related to their subject that is both funny and educational, so make it more interesting. You may have them to check for any inconsistencies, so it may also aid in the formation of their thoughts and beliefs on the topic, and it will also improve the critical thinking of the student. So next, it could be like a collaborative learning. So student can get benefit greatly from AI's collaborative learning skills in the classroom. So student may engage in the deep conversation with their classmates using these AI tools and online forums. This can keep students interested in the material, and which could lead to an important or detailed debate. The strategy boosts not just their knowledge but also their collaboration and learning skills. So the next could be the very important, removing language barriers. So it may be difficult to design lessons and curriculum that will appeal to the students from all over the world when it comes to teaching students here and now. The situation becomes more dire. So AI's real-time capabilities make such problems obsolete, and even more widely used technologies are now providing the ability to create real-time subtitles during a call. Doing so in a real-time during an online lecture can help schools reach more students. This has the potential to increase participation while raising the bar for the education throughout the world. So I think overall, these AI tools can help to improve the student engagement and motivation, which could lead to the better learning.
And how can AI be used to improve student engagement and motivation?
Yes, despite the upsides, the education sector faces several significant challenges and hazards, which could be very important. Cheating. It's possible that students will employ AI to complete assignments and tests. So AI-generated articles could jeopardize teaching as well as the college entrance procedure. Apart from the moral concerns, students who rely on AI to complete their assignments may miss out on valuable chance to learn. Biases in AI algorithm. So we all know machine learning algorithms get smarter with experience. If the data is biased, then the AI will likely adopt and spread those wrong justifications. So it's possible that an AI system may be trained to favor learners from a certain race, gender, or socioeconomic category, provided the data includes information about their performance. So next concern could be privacy concern. Student and teacher private discussions and data may be recorded, analyzed while using generative AI technologies in the classroom. Teachers should not use public AI systems to store and share private information regarding their students, co-workers, or themselves, such as but not limited to the contact information, medical history, grades, bank accounts, or other financial data. Yeah, so using AI tools could also enable distancing oneself from others, so reducing the social interaction. So student may spend less time interacting with teachers and peers if they spend more time utilizing AI technologies. There is a risk that children may start preferring these chatbots over humans. So last but not least, that is fairness concerns. So unfortunately, not every student has the same level of access to technology. So these kind of issues has the potential to put some barriers on the growth of these socioeconomic attainment divide. So I could say that these are the challenges, but we must know how to deal with these challenges and how to overcome these challenges. So if we can overcome these challenges, I think we can easily use AI tools to improve our education system. So thank you very much for inviting me to talk about these important issues, such as how AI tools can make impact on the education system. So I will enjoy this talk while answering the questions you have. So I think let us start.